Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dean Richards is off. Cindy Perlman, Chicago's very own, is on. She's out in Las Vegas these days, writing for the Las Vegas Review-Journal and also the New York Times Entertainment Services. Cindy, what's the word on the actor's strike?
Well, Bob, finally good news. After 2 months of nothing, SAG-AFTRA and the studios met yesterday, and there was a positive vibe coming out of that meeting. Word is the actor's strike is going to settle quickly, maybe even this week. And crazy to believe, the actors might actually be going back to work as soon as next week. So for those of us who have seen The Bear 50,000 times now, new shows are on the horizon.
Yeah. Well, I've enjoyed this because I'm catching up finally on the loaded DVR. Let's get to Beyonce. There's news about the documentary, and this is going to be as big as the Taylor Swift movie, probably, won't it?
You know, you don't have to go to concerts anymore. You can just see the concert movie.
Yeah.
So Beyonce's joining the bandwagon. Her Renaissance tour is now coming to the big screen on December 1st. And it takes you backstage, a lot of stuff with her kids, getting ready for the shows, and, of course, all those fabulous Beyonce costumes. So big budget concert movie for Beyonce.
Yeah, that's going to be huge, no question about it. Let's talk about what's coming to the, well, I was going to say the small screen, but, you know, what you have at home now is pretty big. And let's start with Oprah and her latest project for Hulu.
Oprah, I watched 3 episodes of this yesterday. It's called Black Cake, and it's going to be on Hulu on November 1st. It's 7 episodes. It's one of those really big family event movies. Black Cake's based on a New York Times bestseller. It's about a young lady in Jamaica in the 1960s. Her dad has a terrible debt, and he sells her into a marriage with this horrible guy from the town. And then things start happening. Mm-hmm. And she ends up, her life is in Jamaica, it's in England, it's in Scotland, it's in America. One of these sweeping multi-generational stories. Really, really, really good.
That reminds me, I saw a trailer for The Color Purple, the new version that's coming out soon. And do you know the answer to this question? Why are they remaking The Color Purple?
You know, Oprah had a good answer to this. She said, the first movie is a classic. One of the things that defined her career, she was nominated as Best Supporting Actress. But she said a lot of the kids today, young people, have never really seen that first movie. They know about it, and she wanted to bring it to light, to have a new cast with actors that they identify with. And just it's such an important story, she said it was time to do it again.
And it'll be big again, I'm sure. Now, there's an independent movie that you like that's on Apple Plus. Tell us about this.
This is a very sweet movie. It's called Flora and Son. And it was a movie that was in Sundance this year. Big bidding war. Apple got the movie for $20 million. And those movies don't usually go for that much in Sundance. But it's just a simple story. A mom in Ireland, teenage son, getting in trouble with a lot of robberies. The cops say you're one robbery away from doing 5 years of time. So the mom finds the guitar in some just resale shop, and she gives it to the kid. But it's not that story. The kid's like, I don't want this guitar. But the mom grabs it, and she starts taking online guitar lessons with a teacher in L.A., played by Joseph Gordon-Levitt. And the mom and the teacher end up falling in love on Zoom. And the really cool thing is you watch the actress who plays Flora, and she's amazing. Her name's Eve Hewson. And then you realize later it's Bono's daughter. So she has a really promising future acting career. She's really good.
Yeah, Flora and Son on Apple Plus. Have to add that to the list. And then finally, we've got, is this the first Christmas movie we're talking about this season? Eddie Murphy coming back, huh?
Never too early to talk about Christmas. And Eddie Murphy, who had the great SNL Christmas episode 2 years ago, but now he's doing an actual Christmas movie dropping December 1st for Prime Video called Candy Cane Lane. And let's see if this sounds familiar. I know it's familiar from my time in Arlington Heights. The neighborhood is having their annual Christmas home decoration contest. It's getting out of control, and Eddie's one of the neighbors, and he has to deal with a mischievous elf, though, named Pepper, played by Jillian Bell. And he really wants to win, but this elf puts a spell on the neighborhood, and they all end up living the 12 days of Christmas. So it sounds really funny. His wife's played by Tracy Ellis Ross, and then there's the kids and the elf. And if it's Eddie, I'm there. I don't care what it is.
December 1st. Did that happen to you when you lived in Arlington Heights?
You know, it was a competition, but until someone fell off a roof. So.
Cindy Perlman in Las Vegas for Dean. Thank you, Cindy. Have a good one.
Thanks, Bob.
5 months to the day after the Writers Guild of America went on strike, the late-night TV shows came back on the air last night. The hosts were clearly itching to get back to work, and they had plenty to say when they returned to their respective stages. Here are some monologue highlights from Seth Meyers, Stephen Colbert, and Jimmy Kimmel.
Apparently, while we're gone, they've been renting our studio out as a pickleball court. So, sorry, guys, you can't play here anymore. You got to wrap it up. You got to take it somewhere else. I'm sorry, but you know what? Try James Corden's studio. He moved to England. Thanks. All right. Well, hi, everybody. In case you've forgotten, my name is Jimmy. I've been off the air for 5 months. We've been gone so long. We've been gone so long, The Bachelor is now a grandfather. We missed so much good stuff. Donald Trump got arrested 4 times while we were on strike. Once for the classified documents, once for interfering with the election, once for January 6th, and once for shooting Tupac, allegedly. You know the weirdest thing about being off the air is when I walk into a room, nobody claps. It's I walk into Costco, I get nothing. So it's really great to be back. You know,
I've been working at NBC for 22 years now. I have a great relationship with the people who run this place. And even though we were on opposite sides during this strike, I want to thank them. They made some very compassionate choices about the people who work at this show and at this network. And it did not go unnoticed. So they have my gratitude for that. I'd like to thank my family. I know it was not easy to have me around for 5 months. I'll never forget the day this summer where my 7-year-old came up to me and said, not only do I not care what Rudy Giuliani did today, I'm not going to care what he does tomorrow. And while I hear that, I do feel like he's missing out.
Now the writer's strike is over with a new contract that includes protections against AI, cost of living increases, better pay for streaming. Plus, thanks to the picket lines, my writers got fresh air and sunshine, and they do not care for that. Now they're back safely in their joke holes, doing what they do best, making my prompter word screen full of good and haha. Thank you. Thank you. It's been a long time since our last late show. We looked at the calendar today and checked my math on this. I believe we have been off the air for 154 indictments.
Stephen Colbert. Yeah, I love Jimmy Kimmel's line. Try James Corden's studio. He moved to England. One more entertainment note this morning. We mentioned this earlier. Sunday Night Football scored very high in the ratings thanks to the Swifties. It was the most watched Sunday TV show since the Super Bowl, and the biggest demographic gains were among girls 12 to 17, women 18 to 24, and women older than 35. But watch out. The breakup may be coming. Well, hopefully it won't, but if it does, people are ready out there. There are folks online trying to warn Kelsey of what's in store for him should he break Taylor's heart. There's a music maker on Instagram who wrote a sort of sample song that exemplifies the type of tune Taylor Swift might craft after or if the pair parts ways, and with the help of AI, listen to what this music maker came up with.
You stole my heart, you intercepted it. Now you're gone, have to accept it. Did I meet your mom too soon? Or did I do what I always do? Yeah, we made it to the 50, and then you kissed me. We made it to the 40, a new love story. We made it to the 30, and you did me dirty right then. You put the ending tight end, and as I touched down, just like you in a game, I'm in another town, and nothing feels the same. Wish I could go back when we met that day.
Yeah, now I get it.
And throw a flag on the plane.
Taylor Swift could record that, couldn't she?